Summer vacations are here, but youth never should ride unattended by adults. We're starting with education next on Western Life Radio.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
For the most cost-effective school safety solutions, look to FasterUtah.org.
Youth OHV riders should always ride supervised following proper education. Chris Haller with Utah State Parks and Recreation share some reminders.
This is a great experience, Brian, a great opportunity. I mean, each of us probably remember when we received our driver's license, how we felt independent. Now school's starting to wrap up. Many of our sons and daughters may already be out of school for summer break, so we're encouraging people to, if they're looking at family reunions or that vacation opportunity that exists that involves off-highway vehicle riding experiences, that their sons and or daughters are properly educated. So they can do that online, and they can do it through a building block scenario. And then we also have hands-on course providers at areas around the state, whether it be a motorcycle or an ATV, so that they're operating by themselves. However, we still got to do our due diligence as a parent or guardian to make sure that our son or daughter or our young person is still within 300 feet. There is that caveat that describes and explains that we need to still maintain adult supervision. So let's say we have a little person around the campsite and they're riding circles around. Great example of staying with an adult supervision.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.